This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says the country has entered a new epoch of development in the government's lead. Prime Minister Oli says COVID-19 should be controlled before it spirals out of hand. Health Ministry urges everyone to celebrate Holi festival keeping in mind the increasing risk of coronavirus infection. And India temporarily holds export of COVID-19 vaccine. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has claimed that the incumbent government has been able to lead the country in new era of development within its first 3 years. He also claimed that the country was moving in the path of development in an accelerated manner. Addressing the 28th anniversary function of the Nepal Municipality Association in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the water from Melamchi project would be distributed in Kathmandu by 28th of March and the Thankot Naubise tunnelway would be constructed within 2 years hence. He also lauded the role played by the local bodies for their roles during the pandemic and their efforts on development works, urging people's representatives to realize the fact that only people's trust had brought them to the present position. Prime Minister Oli asked them to work for social awareness. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration, Ganesh Singh Thagunna, said the government was ready to enhance the capacity of the local bodies, making them prosperous. He further said the prosperity of the local level would assist the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. On the occasion, Tilottama, Konkai and Walling municipalities were honoured for their excellent performance in different sectors. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has pointed out the need to observe caution in the wake of the rise in coronavirus infection and thereby to stop it from spiralling. Speaking at a program organized by the COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, CCMC, yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said there were signs that COVID-19 infection would increase again. He, however, said the situation at present was not alarming. Wiping out COVID-19 infection through vaccination alone was not easy, hence a necessary precaution, including social distancing, needed to be maintained. Prime Minister Oli said, compared to other countries, the impact of COVID-19 in Nepal was less and the government would not allow it to rise by adopting various measures. The Prime Minister said that all should follow the health protocol issued by the Health Ministry and the CCMC. He also claimed that the Healthy Nepali health policy adopted by the government had helped to minimize the impact of COVID-19 in the country. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has inquired students at Khairini Secondary School in Sukla Phanta Municipality, Ward No. 6 in Tanau District, about their study atmosphere and asked them to pursue their education attentively and dedicatedly. He made this suggestion to the students in a virtual conversation with the students of grade 10 yesterday. In response, the students said they were doing well with their study. Prime Minister Oli took stock of how students got education online during the COVID-19 pandemic time. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Parbat Gurung, has said cooperation was essential for development of the film sector. Speaking at a 5-day workshop that began at Patlikhet of Kabre Palanchok on cooperation with commitment on indigenous films yesterday, he vowed to make Film Development Board more effective. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged public not to gather crowds during Holi festival, considering the increasing risk of coronavirus infection. Addressing a press briefing at the ministry yesterday, joint spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, asked public to celebrate Holi among the family members, warning that the risk of COVID-19 infection was not over yet. The ministry has also directed the subordinate bodies to adopt high alertness at the border points as the number of coronavirus infection was increasing in India, causing high flow of people towards Nepal. Meanwhile, high alertness has been adopted at the border transit points in 8 districts of province number 2 with the resurgence of corona infection cases in India. The armed police force personnel assigned at these outposts have been directed to conduct strict checking of people entering Nepal via India through these transit points. Likewise, the health ministry reported 145 new coronavirus infection cases and 90 recoveries. Yesterday, the ministry unveiled the data that out of nearly 276,400 infected people, nearly 272,200 recovered from the coronavirus infection. The ministry reported one corona-related death yesterday, pushing the total number of cases to 3,020. Nepal Telecommunications Authority has said under the Optical Fiber Backbone Network Expansion Project, the work of installing 767 kilometers of fiber has been completed. The Nepal Telecom has got the work of laying the fiber network in province number 1, 2 and Bagmati province, and it has now completed the first phase of the work. As per the agreement, Nepal Telecom has to lay 2,179 kilometers of fiber. Chairperson of CPN Maui Center, Pushpa Kamal Lal Prachanda, has said discussions on the course of the party should the party should pursue is underway in the party central committee meeting. Addressing a two-day national gathering and training session of the Nepal National Industry and Trade Organization, Prachanda also sought suggestions from various trade organizations close to the Maoist Center on accommodating the views of sister organizations while accepting the court's verdict to revive the two communist parties. In an effort to expand its reach, Radio Nepal has set up its Relay FM station at Simpani of Charikot in Dolkha district and has started test transmission. Now people around the region would be able to listen to Radio Nepal on FM 100 MHz. Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur KC, said Radio Nepal would be setting up more Relay FM stations to expand the reach of Radio Nepal across the country, as per the government's policy. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Bazu Darshan.
Bhagyamani Babu. Ramrari aipugnu bhayo ni.
Hajur, ramrari pugye. Uchai, mero college ko best friend.
Namaste Babuji.
Namaste. Aunu na bhitrai.
Huncha Babuji.
Ani dada ta office gaisaknu bhayo hola hai.
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. India has placed a temporary hold on all exports of the Oxford AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine. Indian officials said rising cases meant domestic demand was expected to pick up in the coming weeks, and so the doses were needed for India's own rollout. The move, described as temporary squeeze by officials, is expected to affect supplies until the end of April. Some 190 countries under the COVAX scheme are likely to be affected. A new double mutant variant of the coronavirus and 771 others have been detected in samples collected from 18 states across India. Of the 10,787 samples, 736 were positive for the UK variant, 34 for the South African variant and 1 for the Brazilian variant. The report comes amid a recent surge in COVID cases in India. But the government said there was no link between the spike in cases and these variants. India reported 47,262 cases and 275 deaths yesterday, which is the sharpest daily rise this year. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to partly cloudy in the hilly regions of province number Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province. It will also be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of province number 1 and Bagmati province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says the country has entered a new epoch of development in the government's lead. Prime Minister Oli says COVID-19 infection should be controlled before it spirals out of hand. Health Ministry urges everyone to celebrate Holi festival keeping in mind the increasing risk of coronavirus infection. And India temporarily holds export of COVID-19 vaccine. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.